Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
Now the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, we're hearing about another way COVID-19 is affecting a local company. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, Beth. Good morning. When Paychex announced its fiscal fourth quarter earnings late last week, the company talked about accelerating plans to reduce its geographic footprint in terms of its office space. CEO Marty Musi says Paychex already was looking to do that over the long term, but with so many Paychex employees now working from home because of the pandemic, in fact, more than 95% of them, this seemed like a good time to speed up the process. Musi says a lot of employees like working from home. It's been efficient. Client satisfaction is still good. So making this move makes sense, partly to reduce costs and also since the strategy is working well.
Pretty much we'll stay in the same cities and locations where we are. However, those people won't necessarily have an office that they're working out of. It's not all of our offices, but particularly our smaller offices where we found that it works just as well if they're home and the employees like it that way. And so why keep the office space?
Musi says Paychex is cutting some positions, but not a lot, less than 2% of their more than 15,000 employees nationwide. So that is less than 300 people. Overall, Musi says that Paychex had a strong fiscal year, but of course it is a fourth quarter, which ended in May, was impacted somewhat by the many small businesses that had to close up shop for a while or furlough employees due to the pandemic. Paychex expecting things to bounce back in the second half of their current fiscal year. We are keeping an eye on any possible developments with Kodak Alaris. Remember, they are the company spun off some years ago from Eastman Kodak. It focuses on the sale of things like photographic paper, chemicals, kiosks, software, all involving the Kodak brand. An industry newsletter called Inside Imaging recently reporting that Kodak Alaris is planning to sell the paper and chemistry business to a Chinese company. The newsletter quoting a Kodak Alaris insider. I reached out recently to Mark Jourlet, the CEO of Kodak Alaris. He told me he's familiar with the article, but says as a regular course of business, since Kodak Alaris is a privately held company, they do not comment on speculation or rumors and usually do not comment on any business activities, including things like mergers and acquisitions or divestitures. Of course, we'll keep you up to date if there are any changes in that. There's a new venture capital fund in our region called Impellent Ventures. They want to invest in early stage technology companies. Co-founder David Brown, back in our area now, he had spent several years in Boston, and says the fund has invested in 9 startups around the country, 3 of them in Western New York, 2 in Buffalo, 1 in Rochester. The local one is a company called Innovation Semiconductor. That's an RIT offshoot that works with LED display technology. Brown says that he and co-founder Denny DeLeo hoping to get more investors and more of these emerging high-tech companies that want to locate here, which he says could be an important part of this region's economic growth.
We're very excited about the prospect and the outcome. You know, the majority of new job creation comes from small and emerging businesses. And being able to retain especially high growth technology companies in our region provides a huge opportunity for the long tail of the growth of our cities.
Brown says that with COVID-19, they saw an initial slowdown in the business climate, but he says they see things picking back up now. And he also says the Rochester area, of course, being home to a lot of universities and high-tech talent, is a good place for growth. Bausch & Lomb expanding, but not here. It's in Virginia. Governor Ralph Northam last week announcing B&L investing more than $35 million to expand a manufacturing facility in the city of Lynchburg, creating 79 new jobs there over the next 5 years. That new facility in Virginia to provide distribution capabilities for B&L's medical device products, primarily contact lens products, and it'll be a main point of distribution in the U.S. And Foodlink encouraging Rochester area residents who have experienced barriers to employment but have a passion for cooking to apply to a culinary training program. The fellowship includes 9 months of a paid apprenticeship, combining classroom and on-the-job training. Foodlink is accepting applications for the class of 2021, which begins this September. All applicants must be nominated by a community-based organization or mentor. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.